PR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The merger between Denver-based Frontier Airlines and low-cost competitor Spirit could be in jeopardy. Fellow airline JetBlue has made an unsolicited offer to buy Spirit for more than what Frontier is offering, though it's unclear how much more. In a statement, Spirit says it's now evaluating JetBlue's proposal. Frontier has not commented on the new offer. Meantime, more flights to Africa may soon be available at Denver International Airport. CPR's Matt Murat has more.
16 community members and local leaders have formed a new committee to help establish flights between Denver and Africa. Members include two city councilors and several black business owners. Airport officials say bringing African airlines to Denver is one of the main priorities in their strategic plan. The committee will begin by identifying airlines and markets that provide the best tourism opportunities in and out of the state. I'm Matt Murat, CPR News.
The first African-American woman to serve in the Colorado Senate has passed away. State Senator Gloria Tanner served at the Capitol for 17 years. She was a founder of Colorado Black Women for Political Action and established the Senator Gloria Tanner Leadership and Training Institute for Future Black Women Leaders of Colorado. Tanner was inducted into the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2002. She was 86. And for all the Midwesterners moving into southern Colorado, a taste of Wisconsin has arrived in Pueblo. The city's first Culver's restaurant opened yesterday. The Wisconsin chain is famous for its butter burgers, cheese curds, and frozen custard. And having grown up in Wisconsin, I can tell you, it's the Dairy State's In-N-Out Burger. Right now in Pueblo, it's 59 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 7:06.